Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the 8-Bit Adventures Podcast. This is episode 272. I am your host, Sean Hayes. And we've got a little bit of news this week. We've got some interesting stuff, a lot of disappointing stuff. And we are... Oh, hi, bud. We are being visited by the baby. So hang on a sec. And there we go. One of these days, maybe when he's a little bit older and he'll be able to sit still for an hour, is we'll do a show with the kiddo. but it is supposed to be his bedtime, so we're trying to get him down for bed. But yeah, so a bunch of disappointing news this week, and then our deep dive is we're just going to talk about all that Marvel Phase 5, Phase 6 nonsense that came out of Comic-Con. How about that? That sound good? And yeah. I mean, other than that, I mean, it took me, I mean, more personal stuff. I tried to get some D&D maps printed at Staples, and what should have been, you know, they said, oh, like, it seems like they just give a standard turnaround time and they don't actually factor in how big an order is or the capabilities of an individual store. They gave me a turnaround time of essentially one business day. And it took them 8 days. and since they're open 7 days a week, 8 business days to get it done. So, yeah. And it of those, it took them like 3 to get one poster done. So I don't know what happened. I don't want to speak poorly. But it took an awful long time to get those printed, and it was not, and like, it's never taken that long to get stuff printed. So I don't know. Might be a little incentivized in the future to look elsewhere. Which, you know, that sucks. I'd rather support a, even if it's a chain, like a physical location that is local versus like going with Vistaprint. But I mean, I'm glad that, that, you know, D&D was kind of off for 2 sessions so that I had time to get it done. But yeah. So, all right, why don't we get into our quick fire news and get right into all of the terrible things that are happening. First up, Square Enix has announced details for its NFT project. It will have physical cards and action figures that provide a code redeemable for a digital NFT. If this were on its own, it would already be a questionable idea because, like, you're already making a physical good. What is the point of having a digital NFT tied to it? Like, I don't understand. Like you already have a physical good. Why do you need a digital nonsense thing to go alongside with it? Because, like, I don't know. Like, the whole point of digital NFTs is to replicate the idea of owning a physical good and having some sort of trackable system for it. But, like, I don't know. There are already methods to do that with cards and action figures. People don't do it because it costs money. You know? But, yeah, I mean, you could have some sort of barcode. I don't know if it's, like... Because here's the thing. I could see if you wanted to use blockchain technology to just as a novelty to keep track of like who's owned it before. But I mean, outside of that, it just becomes a novelty. Like it doesn't really serve a purpose Because, like, the whole point is to just own a piece of the items. I don't know. And then, ironically, all of the action figures and cards will feature characters from Final Fantasy VII. Which, for those of you who aren't aware, the plot around Final Fantasy VII largely revolves around an eco-terrorist group fighting against capitalism and people with god complexes to prevent them from destroying the environment and the world. So, you know. Having NFTs for that. Not... kind of missing the point. So. Next up. Activision Blizzard. This one, it's not terrible news. So employees staged another walkout. This time, like, some stuff related to Activision Blizzard, but it was a walkout for to stand up for reproductive rights. Which, like, doesn't have to do with Activision Blizzard, per se. Outside of if it was going to be, like, other game developers and pushing, to codify employee benefits regarding them. It's sort of like Bungie. But also to end forced arbitration, to provide a legal commitment to neutrality for union organization, which Microsoft has already committed to. So assuming that deal goes through, Microsoft's already like, do what you want. And to ensure clear and transparent dialogue with ActiBlizz's internal committee against sex and gender discrimination group. Just to make sure that that group is actually doing its job. So, yeah, I mean, so it's not necessarily anything specific recently, but just because there actually is an ongoing lawsuit regarding Activision Blizzard's sort of shady stuff going on with the Raven Software Union that happened a while back. There's a push for them to just, you know, remain neutral in the process and not be actively antagonistic. Or even passively antagonistic. Just, like, just don't be antagonistic toward it, is what they want. But ultimately, like, there's not a recent specific thing that happened that's causing this walkout, that their management caused. It's instead more of... things that are happening in the United States. And just general things that are happening with the company. So it's not terrible. But it's just employees staging a walkout because they want to ensure that things, you know, like, you put this committee into place, we want to just make sure that it's able to do its job. And so we're gonna make sure that it happens. So next up, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Cowabunga Collection, got a release date, August 30th, all platforms. Super stoked for this. Love Ninja Turtle games. I still have not gotten to play Shredder's Revenge, which is a travesty, but I'm excited for this, because I can see right on the poster there, it includes TMNT2, the arcade game, which I still have my copy of. It's fantastic. Turtles in Time is also a thing. I think TMNT Tournament Fighters might also be in here. So yeah, a bunch of really great games. I'm super stoked for it to come out. And yeah, all platforms. So nobody will be missing out on it due to exclusivity. So, yay! Finally... Knights of the Old Republic Remake. So this was announced for PC and PS5. This has been delayed indefinitely. Apparently there was a demo. It initially had a release date of 2022. There was a demo that was shown to sort of executives at both Lucasfilm and Sony. And after the viewing of that demo reel, the art and creative director was fired. So things are not great. And it's likely that we would not see it until 2025 until the earliest is what was stated, but it has been delayed indefinitely. Sounds like they might be having to be taking the route of Metroid Prime 4 potentially and having to rebuild it from the ground up. So we'll see. And that's it. That's it for our quick fire news. There were a couple of little odd things here and there, but those were really the big things that kind of to, you know, that I took notice of, is I'll say. Because, you know, quick fire news, we don't cover everything that possibly happens in the pop culture sphere. It's just, you know, things that I find particularly interesting and noteworthy to talk about. So that leaves plenty of time to go over a whole bunch of the Marvel announcements. So why don't we get right to All right, so San Diego Comic-Con was this past weekend. Whole bunch of new announcements in general, but at Marvel in particular. So they have announced that Wakanda Forever is going to be the final piece of content for Phase 4. And then Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania will officially be the first Phase 5 movie. Phase 5 will also include Secret Invasion, Guardians of the Galaxy, I think it's Volume 3, Echo, Loki, The Marvels, Blade, Ironheart, Agatha and the Coven of Chaos, Daredevil: Born Again, Captain America: New World Order, and Thunderbolts. This goes through 20 July 20, looks like 26th, 2024. Yes. And it looks like following a pace of, oh, it's hard to tell because some of these are shows and some of them, like, a lot of content coming out in 2023. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Secret Invasion, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Echo, Loki, Marvels, Blade, Ironheart, and Agatha Coven of Chaos, all in 2023. That's a lot, folks. So think of those, it's three films. Maybe. We don't I don't know if Marvels is intended to be a film or a series. And all the other ones are confirmed. So Echo, Loki, Ironheart, Blade, and Agatha are all confirmed to be series for Disney Plus. There will also be two new Avengers movies. Avengers: The Kang Dynasty, May 2nd, 2025. I can't imagine how they give release dates for these films like years in advance. like coming from video games, that is wild. That is incomprehensible to me. And then Avengers: Secret Wars, November 7th, 2025. So we got Secret Invasion and then Secret Wars. Those are both Phase 6. Phases 4, 5, and 6 are being referred to as the Multiverse Saga, which, you know, we've already gotten. Phase 4 has basically set that all up. Fantastic Four, November 8th, 2024. It will be part of Phase 6. So we will be getting a Fantastic Four film. There was a trailer for Wakanda Forever. Looks great. Very emotional. There was a trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy 3 that seems like it's going to be a big focus on Rocket. Another trailer for She-Hulk Looks a little bit like it seems like they tightened up some of the VFX a little bit. Definitely looks like a really fun sort of series. And sort of reminding people that She-Hulk also has an ability to break the fourth wall. Like, that's not exclusive to Deadpool. And also looks like a little bit of a cameo from Daredevil in it, which it makes sense. Like, they're both superhero lawyers. Like, you have to, like, in New York specifically. So, like, you have to do something about that. We got a poster for Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania. So it looks like there's three of them. So I think the implication is that Scott's daughter Cassie gets a suit and, you know, sort of becomes another member of the team. With sort of Kang the Conqueror in the background, which we got introduced to in the Loki series. Let's see. There were a couple other ones. It's the article that I'm pulling this from, like, has them all sort of out of order. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur is an animated series that's going to be on Disney Plus and Disney Channel. I Am Groot is going to be a series of shorts. Spider-Man Freshman Year, X-Men 97. Okay, so these are all coming. And may or may not necessarily be part, I don't know. It's like these were not listed in among the other properties for Phase 4. So, like, I don't know. What If Season 2? There's a Marvel Zombies animated series that's coming. Let's see, is there anything else? No, that was it. Okay. That was it. So there's a lot happening, folks. There's a lot happening. And you know what? It's at the point where I, especially after seeing, like, metrics on how much content has been put out, like, this year, you know, especially, like, since the advent of putting series on Disney Plus. And how we went from like 2 to 3 movies a year, which felt like that felt like a lot, to now 2 to 3 movies a year plus like also like 4 series, like TV series. There's a lot, and I don't fault people if you feel burned out on Marvel stuff. I myself, like, I haven't seen Moon Knight yet, and I haven't watched Ms. Marvel. It's just there's so much. Like, it's almost too much to keep on top of. Like, and especially with the films, like, it's easier for us to watch the series. But, like, with the films, you know, if you have a toddler, like, it's tough to get away, and be able to just watch a film. So yeah, if you are feeling burnt out on Marvel properties, especially after, like, Phase 4 has been hit or miss for a lot of people, you know, I don't blame you. I certainly don't blame you. I think, honestly, the cadence of, like, Star Wars stuff feels a lot better. And I worry that, like, we are essentially building up to, like, another sort of big Avengers Endgame style thing with potentially a bunch of characters that people are like, meh, I don't know. Like, I don't know how I feel about it. So yeah. Like, it's almost, it kind of feels like, and I'd love to hear people's opinions on this take. It kind of feels like when they did like the second Power Rangers series, like, because everybody loved the first one and got super involved in the lore and followed along with the first one. And then when they did like the second series, it felt like, yeah, it's the same thing, but it's not the same. And it real and like a lot of interest really dropped off. So I don't know. It kind of has the same feeling a little bit, like the stuff that's kept people interested has just been like a lot of the newer series that feature like people coming, like new characters coming in, hasn't really hit well with a lot of folks. Like Eternals, Moon Knight, Ms. Marvel. I think that's it, honestly, actually, because like WandaVision already featured, Doctor Strange already is already established, Thor was already established. What If didn't feature any new characters per se, aside from the Watcher. Loki, they're already about existing characters, so yeah, the track record of the newer properties, not the greatest. Oh, Shang-Chi was good, and I think was pretty well received. So we do have that. It's also weird in that, like, it feels like we have a bunch of movies and properties that are pushing the multiverse stuff, and then we just have like a bunch of extra things that are much smaller stories that aren't necessarily as connected. So I don't know if it's we're gonna, see things to tie those people in. I don't know. It'll be interesting for sure. So yeah, I don't know. I thought that would have taken longer, but I mean, my own personal take, this is where we're starting to get into stuff that I'm not super familiar with. So Daredevil, I'm excited. Like, I watched all of the Daredevil series on Netflix. Loki, good, great. Echo, I don't know. I mean, being a character from Hawkeye, the Hawkeye series, I don't necessarily know how I feel. Ironheart should be interesting. Basically, essentially going back to, an Iron Man type of film. And I think we get introduced to Riri Williams in Wakanda Forever. Blade should be really interesting. I don't know if we have any information on that series. Oh, it's a film. Is it a film? Oh, it is. Interesting. Starring Mahershala Ali. And directed by Bassam Tariq. So that'll be interesting, I think. As someone that, watched all three of the original, and got the there's a little Easter egg in What We Do in the Shadows. That goes back to that. So yeah, Marvels, I know nothing about. Secret Invasion, I'm not sure. Like, I don't know. Oh, Secret Invasion is Skrulls? Okay. And it's gonna be a Nick Fury type thing. Okay. Secret Invasion will be a mini series. All right. And we're gonna see Martin Freeman and Don Cheadle as well. All right. Okay. So yeah, so Skrulls were something that we saw a lot of in Captain Marvel. They're shape-shifting aliens. Yeah. I think it almost feel like I don't know how I feel since like it is a wildly I don't know like I don't it it's one of those things where like you hear like conspiracy theorists say, it's like lizard people from outer space are controlling the New World Order sort of a thing. And like it's one of those things where you read it on the internet and you don't know if you can take it like serious, like if you can take those people seriously or not, like as if they actually believe that. Just because it falls in line with like so many other conspiracy theories that like people actually believe in. And so I don't know. It's one of those things where like it sits on the fence of that because it's shape-shifting aliens that have infiltrated human society. So like, I mean it's a trope that's been around forever. But it's one of those where like it's unclear if there are people that actually believe that and whether if this is like sort of exacerbating a conspiracy theory online. I don't know. Or whether it kind of, derails it by being like, oh, well, it's just a movie, guys. Thunderbolts, no idea. Captain America, New World Order. I think we're gonna see. I don't know. Like, it's a very ominous title. And then it calls into question of whether. I don't want to spoil stuff. But basically, what does that mean after the events of Falcon and the Winter Soldier? Like, I don't know. But like anytime New World Order is put in like a movie to it's very ominous sounding. So yeah. And excuse me. No mention of X-Men yet. I mean, we got Fantastic Four, but I don't know. Not really any mention of X-Men. So we'll see. I'm super intrigued about X-Men 97. And I can only hope. So it's an animated reboot of the 90s X-Men cartoon. And I hope that they just like that they essentially keep the same theme song because it is still one of the best animated cartoon theme songs out there. That's coming fall of next year, so we'll have to wait until then. But I just hope. Like, I hope they just, like, I don't want to hear a modern take on it. I want to hear, like, you take that, and then you just give it, like, the higher quality effects and instrumentation that you can do nowadays with, synthesized effects. You know, it's essentially sort of the synthwave thing of like you can get 80s music that sounds better than actual 80s music and still captures the same vibe with like synthwave. I want them to do the same thing. Oh, because it's like one of the greatest of all time. So, and then Spider-Man freshman year, not starring Tom Holland. Apparently that's causing all sorts of a stir, and it's like, I mean, it's not that big of a deal, guys. Like, there's plenty of Marvel animated series, and they don't get Robert Downey Jr. to voice Iron Man in all of them. They don't get Chris Hemsworth to voice Thor in all of them. Like, sometimes you get Travis Willingham. So, yeah. So I think what I'm excited most about. It's tough. I mean, definitely excited for She-Hulk because that it looks fun. Wakanda Forever looks great. I think I need more information on what these later Avengers movies are going to look like before I can get excited for them. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Daredevil. Blade. Loki season 2 should be good. But yeah, everything else is kind of like I don't know yet. It's tough. Oh, Agatha Coven of Chaos, I don't even know how that's gonna work. And I don't wanna say any more about that. So yeah. And I guess like Blade I'm most excited about because I saw the original. And like, but it's also weird in that I guess like there's no reason that it couldn't, like, outside of perhaps not being able to get Wesley Snipes is like there's not really any reason why you couldn't consider those films to be MCU. Aside from I think they might be rated R. So you know, and they don't want any rated R. Well, or no, they had Daredevil. So I don't know. Oh wait, no, Daredevil's not MCU. I don't think. Because he specifically ties in with X-Men. So who know? I don't know. But that'll be interesting. It'll be really fantastic if we can somehow get a Wesley Snipes cameo. Like I don't know if there's a possibility of that. Okay. So it looks like. Okay, so it looks like he is out of prison for his tax evasion. Or not tech, or yeah, I guess it was some kind of tax issues. Yeah, there was a whole bunch of stuff. Oh, excuse me. Okay, yeah, he's been in stuff since then. So yeah. All right. So they could. Just saying. Just saying they could Oh, wait. He's in Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. So yeah, if they don't have some sort of cameo of him in Blade, what are we doing? What are we even doing with this? So that's my stance on that film. But at the same time, if I otherwise enjoy the film, is it going to be the worst thing ever if they don't get a, Wesley Snipes cameo? No, it's not the worst thing ever. I'll just be a little disappointed on what could have been. So that's that. All right, I think I've talked enough and padded some time out for our deep dive. So let's move on to Questlog before we finish the show. All right, so Questlog is where I talk about a sort of geeky goal or nerdy goal that I made over the past week, whether I did it or not, and set a new goal for next week. So last week it was do 10 pages of writer's notes for my book. Happy to say, not only did I do that, I crushed that goal, I finished it. So all of writer's notes are done. The next step for the writer's notes would be to like have somebody take a look at it and like decide whether these are helpful, whether these are funny, informative, if something else needs to be done. More, almost like a play test almost. Not necessarily an editor, but like to just like, for somebody to take, some time and just like read through it and just be like, oh yeah, this is great. Or, I don't know. And just go back and rehash them. So, but yeah, those are all done. Next step in the book will be little art here and there, little pieces of art here and there. But yeah, we're getting real close, folks. Getting real close to making it a real thing. It's scary. It is scary. But that is not my goal for next week. Because my wife and I are going away this weekend. The goal for this week is to just do a piece of art for fun. That's it. I don't do it often enough these days. I very rarely actually do art for fun anymore. And so for the people who are watching video, what I have up here is just some fan art that I did back in campaign 2 of Critical Role, of Orly, who's a tortle bard. And it was like, like I did share it with Critical Role and everything, but ultimately it was like I wanted to do it. And it wasn't like, oh yeah, I want to do this and turn it into a thing or a commercial thing or anything like that. Like I put it up on my website and just be like, oh yeah, this is just fan art that I've done. But other than that, like, that's it. So yeah, I think I'm trying to just do a piece for me. And if I share it, I share it. And if I don't, I don't. Doesn't matter. But yeah, just doing something I enjoy. Cause not, I'm gonna tell you right now, if you're a creative person, sometimes you should just be doing stuff that makes you happy, and that's for you, and not for your hustle. Okay, and I'm gonna repeat that. Sometimes you should like, especially if like a creative endeavor is not your primary job, like is not your day job, but is like a passion you pursue, do something for funsies. And like, don't do it to monetize, or don't do it to, you know, further provide. Do something, you know, that makes you happy for the sole purpose of it makes me happy. Okay. So that's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna do it. And if you want to do it with me, hold yourself accountable, do something for fun that's just for you, you do it too. And we'll report back in a week. Oh. So I actually like I a great piece would be it's a piece of art that I have wanted to do for a while of characters from a previous campaign that I played in. And I've tried doing it before, and it's like because what I want to do is such an odd angle, it is hard for me to find references, like reference images, in order to do it correctly. And I thought about like commissioning it before, and it would be a lot because, you know, and rightfully, you know, it's a full color thing. It's got multiple figures in it, and it totally understandable, you know. It would be outside of my budget to commission it. But you know, that's because people want to ask for a fair price, you know. So yeah, if I can get a good reference image, I might start some progress for that. And that's like, you know, and that would be one where I would share. But at the same time, like, I mean, it's not like it's for me to just do it because I would like to do it. And it for me, it would be a nice little commemorative piece. And a little, you know, it was a game that it ended abruptly, and you know, we didn't get to finish, and so we kind of had to deal with an aftermath and falling out of like these characters have stories that are unfinished. So, you know, what are we doing? But yeah, so that's my goal. So, alrighty. Well, that's gonna wrap up our show for this week. So, if you would like to see more content from 8-Bit Adventures, be sure to check out my website over at 8-BitAdventures.com. Over there, you can find my artwork, including my fan art projects, as well as like original pieces that I've done. You can find VODs for this podcast. You can find past, you know, some streams, other podcast projects on there. Also the comic that I do, that's like the whole reason for doing all of this other stuff. That's up there. If you would like to help support that, the best way to do that is to become a patron over at patreon.com/8bitadventures. Patrons get early access to the comics. They can get patron exclusive comics and all sorts of other goodies. You can become a patron for as little as $1 a month and get those benefits, which is 20% of the cost of a Twitch subscription. But also, don't forget, if you have Amazon Prime, folks, you know, regardless of whether you ever use Twitch or not, if you have an Amazon Prime subscription, you get one free subscription to a Twitch channel each month. That has to be manually renewed. Maybe consider throwing me your free Twitch sub. Because it still pays out as if it were a regular sub. Just a big shout out and thank you to all of my current patrons. Your support not only helps pay for things like podcast hosting and everything, but essentially stuff for D&D projects that could later come back around for whenever we bring our D&D show back, our actual play. So yeah, so thank you to all my patrons for that. Finally, our opening theme for the past 272 episodes is One Up by Professor Shy Guy. You can check out his work over at ProfessorShyGuy.bandcamp.com. Thank you to Professor Shy Guy for that wonderful little theme. So, which, to be clear, not made specifically for me, just it was a song that he made. And I was like, oh, this would be perfect. You know, can we use it? Yeah, sure. Okay. So yeah, that's going to wrap everything up. Hope you all have a wonderful week. Hope you're staying healthy. Hope you're taking care of yourselves. And as always, have fun, happy gaming, and enjoy your pie cake.